Sunday, January the 12th. This is the sort of day that I think if we could have about two of them every week, we could handle almost anything. We woke up at Camp David to snow, a fireplace, serenity, and the good company of Bob McNamara and Marge, their son Craig. Marge and I went for a walk in the bitter cold. I think it must have been as low as about 12 degrees. There were frequent calls from Panama. Lyndon actually went to church, and it turned out it was a little Episcopal church down at Thurmont. I probably would have loved it just as I do my own little St. Barnabas, but I just thought I'd skip it for once. And then about 11 o'clock, Senator Dick Russell and Marianne Means came out by helicopter and joined us. We sat in the living room and watched the Valley of Maryland spread out below us. And Senator Russell began to tell us an interesting story about how he thought we were pretty close to Antietam and about the lost orders of General Robert E. Lee. He distributed his orders to all the generals. Some general, poor dope, had lost his. They were found in the forest, wrapped around a couple of cigars, by a Union sergeant. They were, of course, taken to McClellan, who at first thought it was a hoax, and then began to act upon it, ordered up all his troops, and what followed was bad for the Confederacy. Later on, when I was telling Linda Bird about it, she said, "Yes, and McClellan had just acted real fast on aggressive fashion, brought in everybody, he could have finished off the war 2 years sooner." When I saw Dick Russell another time, he told me that was exactly the way it could have been. That's the reason I want Linda Bird up here, because she knows so many of these things. She rises to the information that a lot of the smart people I know have to impart. For once, I read all the articles, even enough to satisfy Liz, about what my day Saturday had been like. Dorothy McCardle's was especially good, and Nan Robertson's in the New York Times was fine. There were any number of them. Philadelphia Inquirer, front page. Also front page in the Philadelphia Sunday Bulletin. A good story in the New York Herald Tribune. A very wonderful coverage about what to me had been a marvelous day. We went bowling, and it was rather comforting to find that Superman, the Secretary of Defense, actually wasn't the best bowler in the world. I came in last, but I do believe that he was next to last. But it only made me mad and determined to come in the next time I'm not going to be sixth, I'm going to at least manage to be fifth. We had a late lunch, and then a bit of a nap. And then at 3 o'clock, we listened to my TV show with Nancy Hanchman, which was catastrophic, at least the part of it in the library downstairs where we were together. Not Nancy's fault. She did her absolute best with me. It's just that I was tired, unprepared, and didn't want to. On the other hand, the week that I had lived was a good week, and maybe the recitation of those events will do something to balance my own very poor appearance in the minutes that we had together in the library. I'm not going to do that anymore. I won't say that I'm going to require perfection of myself, but I am going to be prepared, and I'm going to be assured the next time I do such a thing. The best part of the day was listening to Dick Russell, Bob McNamara, and Lyndon talk. And I have a queer feeling of sadness that all the social charm and all the governmental brains that are wrapped up in Dick Russell, that he has chosen to such an extent to withdraw himself from the field of battle, because when he wants to and he feels like it, there's nobody as interesting or as good as he is. It began to snow about 3 or 4 o'clock, and we left about 6 by helicopter to return to Washington. The McNamaras had a dinner date, and so Dick Russell, Marianne Means, Jack Valenti, Lyndon, and I sat in the upstairs dining room and had a quiet and rather early dinner, and then to bed. It was really the sort of day that offered some time for that most valuable of luxuries, reflection. And I thought a little bit about what the past 6 or 7 weeks had meant to me. Physical reactions have been, well, quite noticeable. For one thing, for the first 3 or 4 weeks, I was cold all the time. I wanted a sweater when nobody else wanted a sweater. I didn't have any appetite, and I lost about 5 pounds. After I moved into the White House, for quite a while, I found myself walking on tiptoe and talking in whispers. That's about over now. One can't go on doing that. Has there been any sense of elation at any time at reaching the job we're now in? No, none at all. Just a sense of how hard this is going to be and a determination to make these 12 months, 11, whatever they are, as good as I can. And then there's another thing that's gone unmentioned but not unnoticed by me. It just happens that every night at dinner since the 22nd of November, Lyndon has either said grace or asked some appropriate member of the group to say grace. That's a habit I like and have wanted to foster for about 29 years, and somehow or another haven't ever gotten it over, and yeah, he's the man who does it. Also, he has been to church every Sunday since then, and occasionally on some days in between, like an appropriate day, like, I believe, New Year's or Christmas. There have been at least 2 Sundays when I've missed that he hasn't missed. We've been to the Lutheran, the Episcopal. Once we tried to go to the Christian, but it turned out to be a gathering of all sorts of denominations, and we must go to the Christian soon. I'm not going to say how glad I am about it, for fear it might somehow evaporate, but I have the feeling that it's not going to. And then, and this is sort of the final amazement, that rather rigorous series of exercises which Dr. Krauss proposed for Lyndon to keep him in good shape, or rather, to get him in good shape. I really thought I was going to have to wait till after Panama to get started on them. I didn't know quite when we would, or even whether we would. I myself am started on them. And then I find, very much to my pleasure, that the corpsman says that Lyndon has done them twice and shows considerable interest, and it sounds like he might keep it up. About the going to church habit, it would be the understatement of a lifetime to say that a man of good sense doesn't know how much he needs help and solace. He does. And I'm so glad he's simply and straightforwardly going about seeking it. It reminds me of a line from the Holy Communion service that goes something like this: "Ye who are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to need a new life, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort."